Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 and 9 months FY25 earnings conference call of Suraj Estate Developers Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rahul Thomas, Whole-time Director, Suraj Estate Developers Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, and I welcome everyone to our Q3 and 9 months FY25 earnings conference call. Along with me, we have our CFO, Shripal Shah, Mr. Ashish Samar, our internal IR, and SGA, our investor relations advisors. I hope all of you have gone through our investor presentation uploaded on the exchange and our company website. India withstood all external and internal hiccups in the calendar year 2024, including geopolitical tensions, periodic inflations, general elections, etc., and continues to be one of the fastest-growing major economies in the world. As for the Indian residential segment, after a strong 2023, year 2024 has been a mixed bag, partly because of a general and state election through the year. Both new launches and new housing sales saw a downward trend in the year, while average residential price soared high. In comparison to 2023, new launches declined by 7% in 2024 because of the slowdown in approvals amid elections. Looking ahead, with mortgage rates remaining steady in March 2023 and with the recent rate cut by the RBI, demand will further boost, particularly in the mid-income segment. India's real estate market mirrors the country's overall economic optimism, and we believe the sector is amid a prolonged growth cycle driven by strong structural fundamentals that outweigh short-term fluctuations. The residential market in 2024 demonstrates a notable shift in the new launch patterns compared to the previous years. The mid-segment between 40 lakhs and 80 lakhs continued to maintain its position as a significant contributor, though with a reduced share of 28% of total launches, showing a gradual decline from its 31% share in 2023. The high-end segment, 80 crores-1.5 crores, has maintained a relatively steady momentum with 26% of the total launches, indicating a sustained developer confidence in this category. A striking trend is the increased focus of premium segments, with the luxury 1.5 crores-2.5 crores and ultra-luxury, which is above 2.5 crores segment, collectively accounting for more than 30% of all launches, marking a rise from 22% in 2023. This worked well for us as a company since this is our target segment. The quarter that went by witnessed highest-ever realization of 64,321, driven primarily by pre-sales from the luxury projects like Palette and Oceanstar. As part of our long-term vision, we have undertaken a strategic shift that has led us to intentionally postpone the launch of our commercial project on Tulsi Pipe Road to optimize market timing and enhance value creation. A key milestone in this journey has been the acquisition of the land just adjacent to our existing land parcel on Tulsi Pipe Road, significantly strengthening our development potential in this prime location. With this expansion, the GDV for our commercial project has increased substantially from 475 crores to 1,200 crores, reinforcing our commitment to high-value commercial real estate. The commercial project and residential projects delayed due to regulatory approvals will now be launched in Q1 of FY26. While these factors have contributed to a revision in our guidance for FY25, we remain on track now to close the year with the pre-sales between 500 and 525 crores. Despite the intended delay in commercial project launch, our launch pipeline remains robust, and our outlook for FY26 remains positive. With this, I would like to hand over the call to our CFO, who will run through the financial highlights.
Thank you, Rahul. A very good afternoon to everybody. I will now run you through the financial highlights for the quarter and 9 months ended December 2024. Starting with the performance for 9 months FY25, the total income grew 33% year-over-year to 416 crores versus rupees 313 crores in the last 9 months FY24. EBITDA grew 2% year-over-year to rupees 176 crores in 9 months FY 2025 versus rupees 180 crores in 9 months FY 24. PAT grew substantially by 71% to rupees 82 crores from rupees 48 crores in 9 months FY 24. On a quarterly basis, the total income grew 62% to rupees 172 crores in quarter 3 FY 2025 from rupees 106 crores in quarter 3 FY 24. EBITDA degrew by 31% to rupees 48 crores in quarter 3 FY 25 versus rupees 470 crores in quarter 3 FY 24. PAT grew 21% to rupees 20 crores versus rupees 17 crores in quarter 3 FY 24. 62% of our total revenues for the quarter were from the value luxury projects like Vitalist, which yielded lower margins, thereby impacting our EBITDA margins for quarter 3 FY 25. Additionally, higher operating costs further impacted profitability, as during the quarter we took a one-time hit of rupees 15 crores to a settlement of a litigation with one of our JDA partners. Coming to the operational performance, for 9 months FY 25, pre-sales degrew 21% on a year-over-year basis to 66,288 square feet from 84,423 square feet in 9 months FY 24. In value terms, pre-sales degrew 2% to rupees 355 crores versus rupees 361 crores in 9 months FY 24. Collections grew 39% on a year-on-year basis to rupees 284 crores from rupees 205 crores in 9 months FY 24. Realizations grew 25% year-over-year to rupees 53,455 per square feet from rupees 42,767 per square feet in 9 months FY 24. For the quarter 3 FY 25, pre-sales stood at 16,656 square feet in terms of volume area, and in terms of value, pre-sales stood at rupees 107 crores, from which rupees 5 crores were from the commercial shop sales. Collections stood at rupees 84 crores and realizations were rupees 64,319 per square feet. Pre-sales remained subdued primarily due to the absence of new project launches during this quarter and the successful sale of our existing inventory. Realizations were high as majority of the pre-sales for the quarter were from the luxury segment. With this, I would like to open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Aditya Sen from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. So, can you please share how much pre-sales growth are we expecting in FY 26 and FY 27?
So the guidance which we're giving is for this year. We will update that in, as the launches come about in the first quarter, we will be giving our guidance then. So we'll be discussing more on this for this year.
Fair enough. And so any color on how much launches are we expecting in the next 12 months?
Sorry, could you repeat that?
How much launches are we expecting in the coming 12 months?
So we're expecting the commercial launch and two other project launches in the first quarter of this year.
And beyond that, in Q2, Q3 and Q4 of FY26?
So mainly we're focusing on the bigger launches, the commercial which will come in the first quarter, and two other residential projects which also will be coming in the first quarter. So these are the three projects which we are launching right now. There are other pipelines created, but we will want to commit what is already, you know, very in advanced stages.
Fair enough.
To quantify, the commercial launch is around 1200 crore launch.
Yeah.
And the two residential projects are estimated to have 400 crore GDV. So 1600 crore of launch we are expecting in the first quarter of next financial year.
Understood. And also, the margins were down because of the value projects being a significant portion this quarter. So I believe going forward, margins should improve. Is that a fair understanding?
So the margins actually for this quarter, because most of the the revenue which was recognized under POCM was for the value luxury project. So the margins were lesser compared to our luxury projects. However, next quarter onwards, depending on the sale, we also have inventory in the luxury projects. So I think the margins will come back to normal. We also recognize some expenses on behalf of due to certain litigations which were solved, which was in one time in nature. So I think that will also, that will not come again. So that's where the margins will come back to normal.
Understood. Thank you.
Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Krishna Shah from Ashika Stockbroking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. So quickly wanted to understand the reason for slowdown and approval. Is it because of the elections that we had?
Sorry, can you repeat that again?
Yeah, I just wanted to understand the reason for slowdown in approval. This is because of the elections that were going on in the last quarter, and how have things picked up since the election?
Yeah, so it was partly because of that, also because at least the commercial, we're discussing about the commercial project, we've also added the neighboring plot. So we are ready to with the RERA in one of the cases, but since we acquired the neighboring plot, we thought it was, you know, the flow rate was getting better. So that's how it has gone shifted for the first quarter of next year. Otherwise, it, you know, by itself it was ready for a launch, but it was a conscious decision from our end. With regards to the residential, yes, there was a bit of a delay from because of the election, because certain approvals were pending. But we have received all the approvals in both the cases. So right now we have merely CC and RERA registration formalities, which we are confident we'll get it before the first quarter.
Okay. So for the commercial again, quickly wanted to check. Last quarter you'd mentioned that there'll be no lease kind of a portfolio there, and we'll be selling entire commercial lot. So is are we following the same strategy, or are we trying to build an annuity portfolio out of it?
No, it'll be a sale model.
Okay, got it. This is third question in terms of completions. So are we in track of completing the project, and how is the collection scenario?
So collections are healthy, as we discussed. There's about 84 crores of collections for this quarter. So it has been healthy collections, and we expect with the commercial, we also have a commercial project running. So we expect good cash flows coming from that. So we look at the collections being healthy going forward, and especially with the new launches of the commercials, since we're also discussing with, you know, larger floor plates, we see good collections coming in once we launch it.
Okay. Okay, got it. And one last question on our margin. So I understand it is falling in this quarter, but what would be our margin during Q4 of this year? And going forward, what can be our long-term margin target, EBITDA margin target?
So it would be more of a normalized, in the range of 40 to 45% we are expecting. It also depends upon the revenue being recognized. That depends on the work progress. So accordingly, those will pan out. And the product mix also is an important factor. But we are targeting in the range of 40 to 45%.
For the FY25, right?
Yeah.
And for FY26, if you could just give a ballpark figure.
So for FY26, we will give the guidance in after the annual results, at the time of annual results.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much, and all the best.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Saumil Shah from Paras Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. I joined a bit late, so I don't know if this question was asked. So we were aiming for a pre-sales of 850 crores for the current financial year and GDV of around 1150 crores. So can you tell us, I mean, would you like to revise our guidance for the current year?
Saumil ji, in terms of our guidance, we had broken up our guidance into buckets. 650 crores coming from residential and 200 coming from commercial. As we said a little bit earlier on the call that we've purchased a neighboring plot as well in the commercial segment, which has increased our GDV to approximately 1200 crores now. So that 200 crores may spill over for the first quarter of next year. Meanwhile, from a residential to residential segment, we are revising our guidance between 500 to 550. However, we will strive to achieve the earlier mentioned guidance, but today our guidance is between 500 and 550.
For the residential?
Correct.
Okay. And any ballpark number for FY26 in terms of pre-sales?
So we'll want to bring that once the launches are, you know, once it's done, we would like to give the guidance once we're done with this financial year.
So maybe in the next quarter call, you'll be giving us the guidance?
Absolutely.
Okay. And the EBITDA margins, which we were down this quarter, so can we achieve the EBITDA margin in the next quarter?
Yes, as we said earlier, it was on account of an exceptional expense which we have taken up for this quarter to settle our litigation. So our normal EBITDA margins will be reinstated going forward.
Okay, so we'll be back to our EBITDA margins which we were doing in the next quarter.
So it will be depending on the product mix, it will pan out, depending upon what product mix we get recognized. So, but we are targeting 40 to 45% in terms of EBITDA margin.
So these are sustainable ones, 40 to 45%.
Yeah, these are
sustainable.
Yes.
Okay. That's it from me. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question to the management, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Ankit, an individual investor. Please go ahead. Ankit, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. As there's no response, we'll move on to the next participant. It's from the line of Aditya Sen from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you again. Sir, is it possible to share how much revenue are we going to recognize in FY26 and FY27?
So overall, for the 9 months, we have already achieved 416. So we are expecting overall for the FY25, 500 to 520 range.
No, I'm asking on how much revenue are we going to recognize in FY26 and FY27, the following 2 years?
So that guidance we will give you in FY25, sir. We have already mentioned that in the next call we will mention it.
All right.
Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Sagar from KAR. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. This is Sagar from Nirmal Bang. Am I audible?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, thanks for this opportunity. Sir, any update on our Bandra project? If you can share some expected timelines on what we are doing there. Thank you.
So our Bandra project is on track. I can only tell you that the exact timeline we will, you know, we are, as it's linked to regulatory approvals, we want to be sure this time before we discuss on the exact timeline. So we'll let you know by the next quarter. By then, I think more things will be clear on the timelines. So give us time for this quarter. Maybe this quarter end, we will inform you.
Sure. Thanks. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Jatin Kumar from JK Capital. Please go ahead.
नमस्कारम सर.
नमस्ते
सर. व्हाट इज द रीजन सर इंक्रीजिंग ऑफ प्रोजेक्ट ऑपरेटिंग एक्सपेंसेस. हेलो सर.
क्या जतन जी.
सर रीजन क्या है प्रोजेक्ट एक्सपेंसेस बढ़ने का इंक्रीज होने का.
सर प्राइमरली दिस क्वार्टर में एक लिटिगेशन सॉल्व किया है जेडीए पार्टनर. सो बिकॉज ऑफ विच वी हैड टू टेक वन टाइम हिट. एंड सेकंड रीजन इज ऑल्सो बिकॉज ऑफ द प्रोडक्ट मिक्स. दिस टाइम 62% ऑफ द रेवेन्यू वॉज रिकॉग्नाइज्ड ऑन द वैल्यू लग्जरी सेगमेंट एज कम्पेयर टू द प्रीवियस क्वार्टर वेयर एग्जैक्टली द रिवर्स परसेंटेज वॉज फॉर लग्जरी प्रोजेक्ट.
यस सर. पर सर जैसे मैंने रिपोर्ट देखी थी उसमें कहा गया था सर लग्जरी की डिमांड पिकअप हो गया है.
करेक्ट. डिमांड इज देयर. प्रीसेल्स आर रिफ्लेक्टिंग दोस. बट रेवेन्यू विच गॉट रिकॉग्नाइज्ड इन दिस क्वार्टर वाज लेस देन द प्रीवियस टू क्वार्टर्स फ्रॉम द लग्जरी सेगमेंट.
ओके सर. ओके. एंड सर ये वन टाइम का ही बर्डन है.
Yeah, one time is there. Going forward, it will not from this particular aspect. It will not repeat.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Anand Mundra from My Temple Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So this one time this JDA settlement expense is reflecting in which line item and which asset does this pertain to?
This is pertaining to project Nirvana, which we have a JDA with the JDA for the area share is there. There was an ongoing litigation already disclosed that has gone settled.
Okay, okay. Which line item does this come in? Like this expense is showing up in which line item?
Acquired Estates Private Limited.
No, sorry. Which line item I meant? In the P&L, which line item is it coming in?
Operating expenses.
Operating expenses. Okay. And is there any other contingent liability or any disputes with any other JDA partners apart from this?
No other contingent liability.
That's it from me. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Aniket Kulkarni from BMSPL Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. So you sounded pretty cautious in your opening commentary on the real estate demand. So, can you please elaborate on how the Mumbai market is looking right now and how many redevelopment launches have happened in 2024 and how many are expected to happen in 2025?
Vishaji, what we can comment on is the areas which we are operating because it's a very localized play and I won't have the entire industry report for the launches. Maybe we can share it with you offline. We have a couple of reports from real estate experts about the industry overall. But what I can tell you is the South Central Mumbai market, which we are operating, has been relatively steady all the time. We are seeing good demand in both the segments. We are seeing exceptional demand in the commercial segment, and that's why we are going heavy on the commercial launch, which is expected on the first quarter. And I can tell you that next year will be definitely good for us because we have commercial, we have the value luxury launches all panned out for the first quarter.
Okay, understood. And secondly, if you can elaborate on how the competitive scenario is with respect to the redevelopment projects in the MMR region. And, you know, how is the demand looking in comparison with the existing and expected supply, which will come in 2025?
So the areas which are operating, we don't feel that we will have any problem in terms of pre-sales because we are at very, very prime locations. So the launches which we are planning is at Shivaji Park, one at Prabha Devi, just behind Siddhivinayak Temple. The third commercial project is on Tulsi Pipe Road, which is the main Senapati Bapat. So we are at landmark locations. The product mix is such that we are catering, obviously, to the masses in the residential, where it's the value luxury segment. So I think the demand is very, very strong in the residential segment and commercial. So we don't see any issue on the demand per se in these new launches.
And on the supply side, I mean, demand side is not an issue, but what is the situation on the supply side, if you have any idea on that?
Supply redevelopments are, I think, where we really have to distinguish for a customer's perspective is the brand established, the branding of that's where brands come into picture, where people want to go and associate with a brand who they trust and tried and tested. I think that's where we have the edge, especially in South Central. We've been there for the last 38 years, catering to multiple generations of customers. So I think that's where we will have the edge, and I think that's where the brand's kind of branding comes into play.
All right. Thank you for taking my questions and best of luck.
Thank you.
Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Krishna Shah from Ashika Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
So just quickly want to understand what would be our business development guidance for the coming year?
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you. Yes, Krishna.
Yeah, I just wanted to understand the business development guidance for this quarter and for the year to come by.
So in terms of business development, as we spoke, we are betting heavy on commercial. So I think we are examining a few commercial ventures. So that would be in terms of business. I can't give you exact specifics of that today. It's too early in the day. But we can just tell you that we are examining two, three more deals. One is in the society redevelopment perspective. One is in the commercial perspective. So we are looking at new deals, but also mainly focusing on the new launches, which we have already pipeline created.
Okay, got it. And sir, like you mentioned, that our key competency is in development in 337, 337 and 337B. So can you just quickly explain how many projects do we bid for annually and what would be our success rate in those projects?
Sorry, could you repeat that? What would be what?
What would be how many projects do we bid for in the redevelopment scenario, and what would be our success rate?
So right now we already have a pipeline created. Unless the project is adding value, if it's next door, only then we're looking at a very active BD right now. But as I said, if it's next door to us, it's creating value, like we bought the commercial land next door. We see a better flow plate, better GDV, better layout. Those we're looking at BD. Just merely going for a new project out of the blue is not the set as of now.
Okay, got it. Thank you so much.
The next question is from the line of Sagar from Nirmal Bang. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity again. Just to follow up on the question of the previous participant regarding the demand in the micro market where we operate. Sir, we have multiple metro stations that will be starting, be it Siddhivinayak, Dadar, and Shitala Devi in the area that we operate. So how do you expect this to affect the sales velocity and the realization for our projects?
In fact, I feel having a metro will help our projects because connectivity gets better. People will use the public transport, especially our 1 BHKs where many of them don't opt for a car parking. it becomes very easy for them to commute. So I think the value luxury segment will definitely deeply benefit along the metro corridors. Of course, there is a notification for additional FSI as well. So that way, we see a lot of development happening on the TOD front, which is the transit-oriented development policy. And I think around the metro areas is where the developments will occur right now.
So, and on this TOD, is it possible to quantify how much additional FSI we will be eligible for now?
The notification is out. It again depends on, there are a lot of parameters for each plot, depending on the size, depending on the road width which you are abutting, and whether you are 500 meters from the metro. These are the different criteria. But I can tell you that we are eligible in most of our plots for this. That's what I can leave you with.
All right. And any rough number that you can give us, how much additional FSI we can get with this?
It's too early. We're working on something. Let it kind of materialize and then we'll let you know.
All right. Thank you. That's it for my time. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Saumil Shah from Paras Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for allowing me a follow-up. Sir, if I'm seeing your presentation, we have 13 ongoing projects and I think 90% of it is almost sold. Is my understanding correct?
That's correct, sir.
Correct.
So, I mean, we are hardly left with 10%. So, I mean, how many new launches are we expecting in the coming quarter?
So, the coming quarter, we have 3 launches. So when I say coming quarter, we are saying first quarter is what we are expecting, the 3 new launches. We have approximately 1200 crores of the commercial launch and 400 crores of a residential launch. So we are talking about total about 1600 crores.
1600 crores in the first quarter of FY26.
Correct.
And for the current quarter, we are not planning any new launches?
This current quarter, we are waiting for the RERA registration. That happens, maybe it gets preponed, but as a commitment, we would keep it for the first quarter because government regulation and regulators are such that we cannot estimate exactly when we'll get the RERA approval. But we are on the job. It may be preponed for this quarter, but we just want to be safe before we discuss in terms of the timelines.
Okay, and what would be the value of the gross development value of the balance ongoing project? So whatever we are left with around 50,000 square feet.
300 crore is the inventory we are estimating, which is left in the ongoing development.
Okay. Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Open just a reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Amit Sagar, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. So I would like to know about the fourth quarter revenue is going to be low, around 80 to 100 crore. In that case, do you want to clarify that? And also the PAT, in the depth of this, I would also like to understand, like, also your EBIT margins are low. What is your guidance for going forward? So sorry, there are 3 questions. If you want me to repeat, I can do that, or else.
Yes, if you can just repeat one by one, we would be happy to answer it.
All right, let's go with that. So, fourth quarter revenue is going to be low, around 80 to 100 crore in that case. Can you clarify that and the PAT margins?
So, fourth quarter, we are targeting 110 crore, which is in line with the overall guidance for FY25. In line with the overall guidance.
Mm-hmm.
And PAT for quarter four will be close to 110 crore types we are targeting. Overall.
Okay.
Quarter four overall. We are 30-35 crore we are targeting.
Okay. And how about the EBIT margins? Like, how are you planning to do that? Because I think, like, you're talking about one time hit of that 15 crores, right? So that, which actually is the 50 crore in total, but we have only, in the PPT, I can only see that there is one time hit of 15 crore only. So if you can please clarify on that as well, like there is one-time hit of 15 crore, but it actually shows there is a 50 crore. So what is the other 35 quarters?
So this was only one time. So post this quarter, our EBITDA margins will be in line of 40%-45%. That is what's sustainable.
Okay. Okay. All right. And so switching gears a little bit, like do you know why were your pre-sales also less, like from 143 to 107?
Can you come back? Sorry, what is the question?
So pre-sales also were less like this quarter in the PPT that I can see is like 143 to 107. Any particular reason for that?
So pre-sales for last quarter was 107. This year, this quarter also, we did the same number. We're expecting to cover up that in the March quarter. Our guidance for the entire year would be between 500-550. We are very confident on achieving that number.
Okay. So that's about the guidance. I was just asking, like it was 150 the quarter before. Like any particular reason, like we see that pre-sales is down from 150 to 143 to 107?
So if you see, there are no new launches, and the existing inventory is almost sold out. So we don't have much unsold inventory left in the ongoing portfolio of projects. That's the reason there is a dip in the pre-sales for this quarter.
All right. And one last question. Sorry, go for it.
No, sir, please go ahead.
All right. So the last question would be, like we did a preferential of 250, I guess, and then we bought a commercial plot for 100 crore. But what I see is like debt also increased on the book. Is there any particular reason for that debt increase?
Gross debt has increased, sir, but the net debt has reduced by 20 crore. So that is, we have in fact repaid some high-cost debt also, which was taken from ICICI Venture, close to 35-40 crore, which was at 17.25% interest rate. Now, after that, our weighted average cost of debt has come down to 12.990 percentage points, which was earlier, I think, 13%-13.5% range. It has come down to 12.9%.
Okay. All right. And I think, like, what's the cash right now? If you can just help me understand that.
So closing cash balance is around 70, he's saying, 72 crore as on December.
As on December. Okay. All right. 75, are you saying?
75.80 crore.
75.80. All right. All right, that sounds good to me. I'm looking forward to next quarter. So yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Rohit Mehra from SK Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I have a couple of questions. The first is, as you said, there are no, for the last participant, that there are no project launch in couple last few quarters, I think from last two quarters. So our peers seem to have been very aggressive in terms of the project launches, and which indicates smooth regulatory approval. Can you help us understand what led to the delay for us?
The commercial was a conscious decision. We were ready to launch that with a GDV of approximately 425 crore. But since we acquired the neighboring plot, we thought it was always a prudent call to sell it as larger floor plates and a better layout, and having podium car parking than mechanized car parking. So I thought from a larger perspective, we thought sale would be better when people prefer surface car parking, and that was only possible with the acquisition of the neighboring plot, which we have done. So that it was an intentional delay because of the neighboring plot, as I said, for the commercial. The residential side, we have two launches. We are not, we may look at even launching that by March end, but that's not a commitment. To be safe, we have said both those launches will go out for the first quarter, but there are chances that if we get the RERA registrations early, we may launch it before March as well. So both the plots we are with sitting with the IOD and the plan approval. So from a plan approval perspective, we are ready. We just need to complete the RERA formalities before we officially launch.
Got it, sir. Thank you. And my next question is, our realizations are very high versus our historical realization. And any particular reasons for the same? And are these sustainable, assuming the product mix changing going ahead?
So the realization for this quarter primarily, the pre-sales majorly has come from the luxury segment. That's why it's looking higher.
So are these sustainable?
Yeah, it will depend on the product mix for the next quarter. So.
Okay, sure. No, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Paras Pandit from Quantum. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hello.
Yes, Paras.
Yeah. Hi, sir. I have two questions on TOD and one on the commercial launch. In terms of TOD policy, is there clarity on approvals being sanctioned as of now? And second, would there be a trade-off in terms of lower car park or lower parking requirement? Would there be a trade-off in sales that you perceive? And lastly, the commercial launch, is it going to be a strata sale or is it going to be leased out?
Correct. So let's start with the first question about the TOD policy. There have been approvals already granted by the MCGM under the TOD policy. Secondly, about your car parking, your question on the car parking, if you propose the TOD policy, you're correct, the car parking requirement does come down. Having said that, depending on the type of project, there are ways to kind of, you can make premium payments and approve car parking. That's why I said it only makes sense if it's a high-end project or a commercial project where you feel the realizations will be high. And your third question on the commercial front, it will be built to suit for, it will be for sale, not for lease.
Strata sale.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. They are all my questions.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Soumil Shah from Paras Investments. Please go ahead.
We have 18 upcoming projects. So what would be the GDV for this 18 upcoming projects?
So the estimated GDV is close to 6,000 crores.
And square feet wise, is it 10 lakh approx? Or 60,000 rupees average price?
9 lakh.
10 lakhs.
10 lakhs. 10.04.
10 lakhs.
Yeah, 60,000 per square feet on average realization. Yeah.
Okay, understood. And how much of it will be launched maybe in FY26 out of the 18 projects?
So three projects, as I said earlier, we are targeting to launch in first quarter of FY26, which will have a GDV of 1,600 crores.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm talking about full year. Any guidance?
So that annual guidance we will give in the next quarter.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question towards the management, you may press star and one at this time. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
I take this opportunity to thank everyone for joining the call. I hope we have been able to address all your queries. For any further information, kindly get in touch with us or SGA, our investor relations advisors. Thank you so much.
On behalf of Suraj Estate Developers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.